Tēnā tātou I te whānau e whakaroko mai nei, nai e te mihi manahau ki a koutou katoa. In July 2023, Te Puna o Waifutu, Christchurch Art Gallery, will welcome a special and unique taonga from the collection of the British Museum. To the best of our knowledge, this will be the first time this piece has returned to Aotearoa since leaving these shores over 200 years ago. It will be on public display here in Ōtautahi for 3 months before travelling to Tamaki Pae Ngahira, Auckland Museum, before returning to London. The homecoming of this taonga is a deeply significant moment, especially for tangata whenua. So what is this taonga and why is it so significant? My name is Martha Kiwi and I work for Māori and Multicultural Library Services. And today I'm joined by Senior Naitahu Weaver, Mrs. Rā Nui Ngārimu, who is a member of the research group that has led the project to bring this taonga back to Aotearoa. I roki I tērā, ka huri te tero a te manu nei, ki te manukura, kua tatu mai nei. Nā reira, auraki atu ana te mihi mai o hā ki a koe e te mātanga, kua haramai I roki I te karaka a te kaupapa nei. Welcome and thank you for joining us here today to share your knowledge and kōrero about this amazing event that is due to open in July. So Rā Nui, I'm wondering if you could tell our listeners what is this event that I'm referring to and what makes it so special.
Oh, kia ora, Martha Kiwi. The event is Te Rā, the Māori Tale at the British Museum, and it is coming to Aotearoa online to exhibit at the Christchurch City Art Gallery and then on to the Auckland Museum from July until December this year.
So what was your involvement with this project?
I became involved with Te Rā while I was doing another project that took me to the British Museum with Dr. Catherine Smith. And while we were there doing our other project, the staff, Jill Hassels, the staff of the British Museum, asked if there was anything else I'd like to look at, and I asked to look at Te Rā. And so they brought it out, and it just totally, literally blew me away. I just had a big tangi, had a karakia and a karanga to it, and I just said to Catherine, we have to find a way to bring this home.
What were your first thoughts when you first saw Te Rā?
The amazingness of our tipuna. When I looked at it, I thought, after I'd got over it emotionally, I was able to get up close and look at it. And I was just truly amazed by the skill of our tipuna, whose hands made this object. And things that I hadn't seen before, but made sense to me once I saw them as a weaver. And just having that, and it was only a short amount of time to pore over it and take in all that I could take in at that very first visual meeting that I had with Te Rā. But when we came home, I said to Catherine, well, we need to find a way to help bring Te Rā home. And so we applied through Catherine, through the Otago University, we applied for a Marsden grant, Te Aparangi grant, and we were fortunate to receive that. And Donna Campbell came on to our team, and so we undertook our kaupapa for Te Rā was to look at it close up and gain evidence of what it was made from, how it was made, what the feathers were, the attachments, the construction of it. Our kaupapa wasn't to replicate it, but to bring home as much information about its construction as we could to share with other weavers and other interested people across Aotearoa, so that Te Rā had been in the British Museum for a long, long time. It's over 200 years old, and if it stayed there, at least we would have the knowledge for future generations to take in and use it in the way that it helped them for their navigational purposes in the future.
Do we know what materials Te Rā's made from?
Well, initially when I looked at it, because it was all rolled up, I thought it might have been coca, te coca, because of the durability of te coca in the ocean environment. But we, on our second visit to the museum, we were at British Museum, we were able to take samples, and Catherine is a scientist, a conservator, so she was able to macerate the fibre and distinguish that it was actually arakeke. So that raised a whole lot of new questions. If it's arakeke, and the navigators that I talked to thought that it would be an inshore sail rather than part of an ocean-going sail because of the fibre. But anyway, and then we took Hukimate Howard over, and she analysed the feathers. She took samples from the feathers, analysed those, and determined that they were kereru, kahu, and some kaka on the sail. Yeah, so the construction of it is amazing. Really happy that we've able to get this far with our project, that we could comfortably ask the British Museum of the possibility of bringing it home on loan, and bringing it here to Christchurch. And we're able to do that because there's no known provenance on Te Rā. You know, had it had definite provenance, we probably wouldn't have been able to bring it back here if it didn't belong to us. So that was one of the fortunate things for us, to be able to go come to Christchurch Art Gallery and put a proposal to them, which they happily accepted. And here we are, 8 weeks down the track, and we're opening.
Do we know where the name Te Rā came from, or who named it?
No, we don't. We don't. It's been just known as Te Rā.
So are there any thoughts about repatriation of Te Rā?
I'm sure there will be, right across the nation. But from my point of view and our research projects team, is the important thing for us now is that Te Rā comes home, and those who are interested and want to get up close and personal to it have an opportunity, and those who just want to come and look at the incredible knowledge and skill of our tipuna can come and visit it on display in the exhibition at Christchurch Art Gallery.
So the exhibition will be open to everybody?
Absolutely. Absolutely everybody. Aha ko kowai, aha ko nōwhia.
Kia ora. Is there anything else you'd like to say to our listeners?
Well, I hope as many people that can come will come. And we're having 3 days of which weavers or people who are waka people who are really interested in it, they're going to be able to come and have a look at Te Rā closer than what they will be able to see it in the exhibition. So they'll be able to have a close-up and personal look at Te Rā, and that will be managed by the gallery 3 days prior to it being installed into the exhibition.
We'll be talking shortly to Chloe Cull, Pō Arataki Curator Māori at Te Puna Waiwhetu Christchurch Art Gallery, about some of the events and activities happening at the gallery during the exhibition. Hoi, kua hipa te wā, kua pau te hau. Sadly, our time has run out, and now we say goodbye and thank you very much for speaking to us today, Rānui. We appreciate your time and your mātauranga Māori you've shared with us. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora. Haramai koutou.